In this bulletin, three die in a Sydney house fire. Aged care providers call for urgent action over COVID-19 outbreaks, and the inaugural Tour de France women's race starts tonight. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. Two women and a 10-year-old boy have been killed in a house fire in Sydney. Five other people, including two firefighters, were injured in the blaze at the home in the southwestern Sydney suburb of Hinchinbrook. Authorities are stressing the importance of having a working smoke alarm. With more than 500 house fires and 13 people killed in New South Wales already this winter. Fire and Rescue New South Wales Deputy Commissioner Megan Stifler says investigations into the cause of the blaze are continuing.
Look, the fire was intense, and I just want to acknowledge the work that the first arriving crews did. They had a raging house fire on arrival. You know, with no regard to their own safety, they made entry. They heard that there were persons missing. We've had two injuries out of it. That shows you the intensity that our people work at. And tragically, it's not the outcome we want. But, you know, again, a working smoke alarm could have made those lives a little bit safer.
The federal government is expected to introduce at least 18 pieces of legislation when Parliament sits for the first time this week. The 47th Parliament will open on Tuesday with 151 MPs and 72 senators sworn in. Climate change, cost of living pressures and the state of the federal budget are expected to dominate the first week of the new Parliament. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has told Sky News that aged care, the labour shortage and domestic violence will also be high on the legislative agenda.
We'll be introducing at least 18 pieces of legislation in our first week in Parliament because we don't want to waste a day. Australia has had a decade of neglect and drift. We want to make sure we get on with the reforms that are necessary in order to advance Australia's interests, in order to create a better future for Australia.
Queensland MP Milton Dick is expected to become the new Speaker of the House of Representatives, while the new Senate President will be West Australian Labor Senator Sue Lyons. Aged care providers are calling for urgent action, with COVID-19 affecting more than one-third of Australia's aged care facilities. The Aged and Community Care Providers Association says 6,000 residents and 3,400 staff were infected with the virus in 1,013 facilities as of last Thursday. The association says 2,301 residents have died from COVID this year, including 114 in the past week, with concern more than two-thirds of facilities could have an outbreak in the coming weeks. Interim Chief Executive Paul Sadler says on top of that, there are major workforce shortages due to illness and people leaving the sector because of burnout.
So what we are looking for is whatever help we can get with workforce. And we've called for the government to extend the support from the ADF to past the middle of August, which is at the moment where their commitment is confirmed. And we'd like to see that extended through into September because we believe that this latest wave is going to last at least for another couple of months.
Protesters in Sri Lanka say they're shaken but still plan to regroup after their main camp outside the presidential office was dismantled in a pre-dawn operation by security forces on Friday. Multiple witnesses report police and military officers charged at protesters with batons, beating those in the way and breaking down tents. 24-year-old Shishiska has told SBS News how the event unfolded.
I fell down and they hit me with an iron rod and it cracked my back. It has damaged two tissues inside my backbone. After 5 hours, they opened the gate to allow people to go to hospital. Even if we died here, they wouldn't have bothered. They were trying to bring total military control here.
Nine people were arrested and at least 50 people injured. Police in Sri Lanka say the raid was a special operation to clear protesters who they say were illegally occupying the office of the president, its entrance, and the surrounding area. In sport, and for the first time in 33 years, female cyclists will contest the Tour de France. Stage one of the Tour de France Femmes will begin this evening at the Eiffel Tower before completing a 12-lap circuit around the Champs-Élysées. 144 cyclists will compete in the inaugural race, including 8 Australians. And you can see all 8 days of the racing live on SBS. I'm Greg Diet, and that's the latest SBS News.